The entire game, we had unbelievable field position. And again, I go back to when the hell is Gase going to stretch this field? Field's 100 yards long, and at the end of it, on each side, is a thing called the goal line. Now, beyond that, there's another 10 yards. It's called the end zone. Hey, go for it. Try it. When you're on the 20, 25, 30-yard line, go for it.
Here's the tougher spot.
Quit playing scared-to-death football.
Yep.
That's right. Hey, by the way, I know I teased this Donald Trump announcement before we get to the Bears, but we'll talk about it in just a few minutes. But Donald J. Trump has called for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
That is almost like a Kardashian response, but we will talk about that in just a second.
Much to talk about there.
All right. Adam Hogue is joining us from Hallis Hall, and Connor McKnight is joining us from his closet. And I'm not quite sure what to make of this, because Robbie Gold, let's just start with him for a second. Robbie Gold has been, you know, I think, what is he now, third in efficiency in NFL history, something like that?
You're talking about accuracy?
Yeah.
I think he is up there. I know he's fallen back just a little bit, but he's been up there for most of his career.
They say 90% from over 30 to 39 yards.
Yeah, it's still good. But 40 yards apparently is a problem.
40 yards was a problem.
And 41 to like 57 yards, he's got a really good. But 40 seems to be a problem. They should take a knee 5 yards in back of where they do.
It was his birthday, too.
Bad birthday. Mm-hmm. Any explanation for what happened there, missing 2 40-yard field goals?
Well, I don't think it was the snaps, which is something that was apparently a problem last couple weeks. I think maybe the first snap was a little bit off, but look, Robbie Gold just needs to make those field goals. There's no question, especially the second one, 36 yards. I don't really think there is an excuse. He just shanked them. They were just bad kicks.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said, right? Didn't he give a sound right after the game?
Yeah, he took the blame after the game, which is, I guess, the good thing he did yesterday. I mean, he owned it, which is what you want him to do.
Robbie's ninth all time, by the way, 85% ninth all time.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Ninth all time. Yeah. But also now number one leading scorer in Bears history.
Gosh, that's
right?
Yes.
Incredible.
So, I mean, it's one of those things where you got to be kind of careful here. And kickers last for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, he's like aged out here, right?
Right, yeah, I don't think it's a matter of that, but it is interesting because he is the highest paid kicker in the NFL, so he needs to perform like that and to justify. Remember, this is a new regime that didn't give him that contract, so I think there is a legitimate discussion that could be had this offseason about maybe going in a different direction to save money, but I don't think the Bears are really going to be against the cap or put in a position where they have to make a move.
Let me just tell you something. There are two things, Chicago Bears. Three things Chicago Bears are over. Defense, right? You know, that having a shutdown defense or some other form of aggression on the defense. Great running backs, right? Always known for great running backs. And really solid kickers. I mean, that really is an important building block. And when you don't have that, and you can get that. You can go into the draft and you can get a kicker. And everybody who does this in fantasy knows the peril of it. You can go out, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, who's that guy? Right? You don't want to be in a situation where you're worried about deploying your kicker.
That's right. It's consistency.
Right?
Right. And I would stick with Robbie Gold.
Yeah,
I mean,
he did blow a game. Was it last? It was in Detroit last year? I'm all confused now. It was last year.
I thought he said he missed some at San Diego.
2 years ago in Minnesota.
Oh.
2 years ago in Minnesota.
I think it's probably what you're thinking.
Yes. Because if they had won that game, they could have made the playoffs, and it was another situation
like
this.
But Mark Trestman decided to kick a field goal on second down. Usually you do that on fourth down for people that
are
new to
football. Is that how it happens?
Well, because you only have three downs in the Canadian Football League, so that's why I think he was confused. But anyway, that's a separate issue.
Yeah.
All right, so he misses that, and now do the Bears miss the playoffs? Not that they had a great chance. I think it was a 1-in-5 chance of making it anyway going into yesterday, but But now with Green Bay having won on Thursday night, and this, what happens there?
Yeah, it's not happening. Really, it was a long shot to begin with, mm-hmm. but everything that could possibly go wrong over the weekend did. You had the Packers winning on that Hail Mary. Then you had the Seahawks beating the Vikings, which actually hurt the Bears in terms of wild card. You would actually like the Vikings to run away with the division and beat out Seattle, but that's not happening now. So you would need a lot of teams to lose a lot of games and the Bears to win out. It's just probably not happening.
The smart folks at 538.com give it a 6% chance 6%, of happening, and the Bears are the second biggest percentage drop over the weekend. The Colts also dropped 27 points, and the Vikings dropped 35 points, but still with an 88% chance of making the playoffs.
Connor, you had a great soundbite from John Fox earlier. It was about saying that it's a carnival if you win or a crisis if you lose.
Oh, yeah. Adam was at that press conference this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting.
I think he was referring to the reaction from fans. And that's probably a pretty fair take from John Fox and how the reaction is. But look, if you get a game like yesterday and it basically eliminates you from the playoffs and it's that ugly against a team you should beat, then I think it's fair for the fans to be in crisis mode today.
It's Chicago Bears fans.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, come on.
Hope is a very, very, very dangerous thing.
I don't know about that.
It's what hostages and Bears fans believe.
Oh, gosh.
And
it's not that desperate, is it?
Yeah, no,
it
is.
Can they be really great next year building on this?
No. I mean, so I'm watching the game yesterday, and I try not in my adult life now, in my responsible adult life, where I actually have things I have to do on the weekend mm-hmm. that somehow either pay the bills or do something else.
Right.
Or give me some time where I could just, do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Quality time.
I always used to invest, at least during, football season.
Sure.
At least in the Bears game, if not a ton of other NFL games.
Our household, the same thing, and usually at least one other game.
And so over the last number of years, when the Bears get eliminated, I give up on that. I give up, and I'm thinking, okay, if they're not going to work hard enough, why am I working this hard? So I am going to, and I don't want to have the heartbreak of it. And yesterday I had the heartbreak. I had the moment where I was watching the whole game and I was hanging on every play, and I was thinking, if they win this, I know it was only a 1 in 5 chance, I think it was, right, Connor, last week, it was a 20% chance or whatever.
Making the playoffs?
Yeah, 26%, mm-hmm. whatever it was.
20.
Yeah, I held out hope. Even though the Packers had won, I held out hope. Mm-hmm. I held out hope.
Well, they got everyone to buy in, Ro.
Yes.
I mean, they went into Green Bay and won.
Yes.
I don't blame fans.
Yes, well, I don't blame me either, except I now blame Robbie Gould for ruining my year.
Oh, come on. Wasn't there a pick six in this game and some other mistakes, too?
There was a pick six.
Plenty of them.
Yeah, there was a pick six.
Not getting into the end zone.
Well, what is
perfect example.
In general.
Problems.
Adam, I want to ask you, what is that all about? They've had all kinds of trouble in the red zone. What goes on there?
That's been the story of the season on offense. It really has. You know what? The thing about the win in Green Bay was the offense wasn't that good. And Jay Cutler even said that after the game. They have not made a whole lot of progress in that area, except for when they went to St. Louis and dominated the Rams. It's really been the story of the season on offense, of them not being able to finish drives.
I was on a plane for that
you
game.
Were?
That really ticks me off. When
so
they play the one good game that I could have watched and enjoyed. I'm on a plane. I kept checking on the internet. The Wi-Fi. I couldn't get the streaming, but I was able to watch the game cast, which is really awful to watch a game cast and just try to imagine it in your mind's eye. it's sort of like how Ronald Reagan used to transcribe baseball on the radio. It's like, yeah, but I guess that happened. I don't know. So I just wonder if they were healthy. All right, can I just play this game with you guys for just a second here?
Sure.
If they were healthy, and you had this white guy who was, their number one draft pick wide receiver, if he had been able to play this season, if Eddie Royal, who they spent some money on, if they had their front line receivers, and you weren't really relying on a banged up Alshon Jeffrey, what appears to be sort of a banged up Martellus Bennett too, mm-hmm. Zach Miller, who's played great, but it's he's also coming back from perennially being banged up, And then you have these other kids who are just trying to make the roster, may not have made the roster on a bunch of other teams in the NFL at wide receiver. Would this team have been better?
Maybe.
Or not.
I mean, I think they probably win yesterday's game. I thought that they even missed Marquise Wilson yesterday at wide receiver. And so if they had Kevin White all season, maybe they win an extra game here and there, and that might be enough to make the playoffs. This isn't a team that wasn't going to make a run for the Super Bowl or anything like that. And they've managed to lose in different ways. I mean, they scored plenty of points in Detroit earlier this season and still lost that game. That really came down to clock management and the defense having a bad game. So yeah, this is really a team that is at least a year away still.
Well, there's still, you know, there are a couple of breaks, right? Mm-hmm. A couple of balls bouncing their way, if you will, mm-hmm, from being at this juncture. Seven and five. What are they right now? How many games is it?
Five and seven. I mean, do you want to add three wins to it?
I want to add three wins.
This San Francisco win and then maybe the loss to Detroit and a loss to the Vikings. I don't know. Adam, yeah, does that sound
7-5, right,
about right to you if you want to play the best of circumstances? Maybe even that Denver game?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing. They've been in all these games. It's just, I really feel like they're a year away from having the talent to win most of those games.
Will they lose the coaching staff then, though?
Well, they might.
Right.
And
so
I think that's something to worry about.
Yeah, then all of a sudden Adam Gase doesn't come back, and Fangio, right? He's got an out to be a head coach, I think, doesn't he?
He could, although I think there's a little bit more optimism about Gase as a head coach, and maybe Fangio is just a really good defensive coordinator.
Well, I hope they can, because if they lose both those guys, and then obviously they got a healthy team, and they don't have people that you know, John Fox seems to be very popular with the players, but you definitely need good coordinators, right? We've seen it. Although, let me just tell you something.
Huh.
Let me just say something because I want to ask if this is okay. Because they are in the NFC, and they are basically like the Chicago Bears, because they are almost all former Chicago Bears, with the exception of Cam Newton. Can I root for the Carolina Panthers?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got an offensive coordinator who, when he was in Chicago, they wrote him out on a rail.
Okay.
Well, are you talking about Ron Rivera?
No, I'm sorry. He's the head coach, which they should have. You know, we wouldn't have had any of these problems if they made Ron Rivera coach. When they had the opportunity.
They fired him after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
After one of the best defenses you've ever seen.
And isn't Greg Olsen on that team, too?
Yes, Greg Olsen is on that team. Peanut Tillman is on that team.
Oh, boy.
You've got Jared Allen is on that team.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? I mean, and you've got, and it's, and no, Greasy is the offensive coordinator, isn't he? Am I right? Am I thinking right?
I don't know who the offensive coordinator is.
Should
know.
Yeah, but the point is,
Shula's their offensive coordinator.
I mean, that's what I meant. Mike Shula. Okay. I knew it was a Miami relation. Mike Shula. Mike Shula, right? Mike Shula was here. I mean, it's like, can I root for them?
You can.
All right.
Yeah, you're allowed to root for them. Why not? Luke Kuechly's a hell of a linebacker. Brian Urlacher, he's Brian Urlacher's favorite player. So there, you can have that.
Right. He's like Brian Urlacher had had like a clone made in a laboratory. Right. I mean, wouldn't you say that's very similar, that Luke Kuechly's like that?
It's the same defense, and he kind of serves the same purpose that Urlacher did. So it's a pretty good comparison.
So are we saying that playoff is not dead, but it's pretty darn well sure they're not going to make it there?
When the Cubs were down 3-0.
Oh.
It's not happening.
All over except for the shouting.
And crying. Wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah.
All right. Throwing things at the television.
Okay. I can't give you something to be excited about the last 4 weeks.
Right.
Hmm. Kevin White still come back.
They have the same probability of making the playoffs as Rand Paul has becoming the Republican nominee. Should we go with that? Sort of like that. He's got like those 1-2 percenters that are sitting there.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
All right.
So the Bears would be at the kiddie table of the nomination of the
yes,
Fox,
they would. Right, they had,
on Fox Sports,
right, they would on Fox Sports. They'd have to do the first, you know, like at 4:00.
Oh,
you know, you guys get together. You guys get together with the Colts.
Don't call the New England Patriots the Donald Trump of the Republican Party.
How about
because
that?
My poor Tom Brady.
How about the only good thing about this season so far is that the Patriots have lost 2 games
in a
row.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's perfect. I'm not sure what happened there.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thanks,
very
guys.
Helpful. All right. Thank you, sir.
sorted some things out, I think.
Yeah.